Let's talk some motoring with our man on the road, David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how are things?
Very well, thank you, Andrew.
That's the way. I know I'm a big fan of playing computer games. What about you?
I'm not a great computer game player. I'm the sort of person that, A, I'm not real fussed on shoot 'em up sort of games, and B, I tend to get shot up when my children have encouraged me to try. I tend to get taken out very early.
What about driving
it's not
games?
Really the symbolic nature of what I want to live by.
So what about the driving games, David?
The driving games, yes, can be good, although, again, they're getting better. Let's say that. They're getting better. I think some of the earlier ones were a little bit, you turned the wheel and it tended to react later. The other thing about those games is that you crash the car and then everything's fine and on you go. Mm. It is a dream of mine, but perhaps not a reality.
Well, you just need to make sure you put a fan on your television so it's blowing wind at you and you've got that wind rushing through your hair while you're doing it, David.
Yeah, and the ones that sort of have haptic seats that give you feeling, feedback.
Yes.
Would be a great way to do it.
So computer games can help our community with new transport schemes, it would seem.
This is something coming out of San Francisco, the County Transportation Authority. Now, engaging people in the idea, the development phases of what new transport systems we can do is fraught with difficulties. Quite often the town hall meeting means that the person with the loudest voice and probably the biggest vested interest is the one who shouts their way to prominence.
Yep.
Equally then, if you go to the public, even in a quiet environment, say, you know, do you want a train or a tram or, you know, new roads? The answer will be yes, or yes, I'd like this or whatever, without having the opportunity to understand what is the benefits of one scheme versus another. Now, a colleague of mine, Professor David Hensher from Sydney University, has this notion of being able to run a computer model that gives you an answer in 40 minutes rather than 3 years and a squillion dollars later, where computer models come out and say, yes, the government was right. What this says is, well, if you do this, this is what will happen. It's not just a case, I'll put in a road and everything will be fine. You put in a road, well, development will happen here. This will happen there. You won't be able to get access directly there. Well, instead of just doing that by a computer model, why not do it by a game? And that's what the San Francisco Authority is doing. It's got a game called Unclog Fog City. And residents can design. Now, in this case, it's not a new project, it's a new taxing scheme, a congestion pricing scheme. Now, currently, and you and I have talked about this, we have big tolls on a few roads.
Yes.
And that means that it's a disadvantage for people to use the roads that we want them to use because they get hit with big tolls. How about having a general toll everywhere? It might vary a bit, make it a bit higher in peak periods. But it means that if you know, 5 cents a kilometre or even less is what they've talked about, that you consider the cost and you pick the best, not near schools or whatever, that would be the way to do it. Well, I can define it like that, but what about giving you a computer game that shows you what might happen?
That's the best way of doing it. I can think of a number of different games, SimCity and Transport Tycoon as two examples that really show you the cause and effect of what roads do. And that's the point that I was going to get to is it's amazing how just by putting one road between location A and location B can have an effect on so many different parts of our society. So it's a really complex problem, but to adapt a game to it to help us solve it is interesting.
I've just had to give a webinar for the Transportation Australia, part of the Engineers Australia group, on bridges and making the most benefit. It's not just a case of improving traffic flow. It's a case of understanding both the practicality, the land use, the image, and the symbolism that can come out of a bridge. And to get virtual reality, if you like, is a great idea using computers that allow us to get this better understanding of, and your words were perfect, cause and effect.
All right, I look forward to checking out more about that in the future and talking more motoring next week with David. Thanks, mate.
My pleasure.